البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن وله. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire the love of Allah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. We had mentioned reciting the Quran with reflection and pondering and understanding. Number 2, drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through voluntary actions. Number 3, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation, with the tongue, the heart, and the actions. The person will attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love in accordance with his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-dhikr. Now here, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith that is narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه كمثل الحي والميت. That the example of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord is just like the one living and dead. Meaning, the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive. The one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's alive internally, his heart, his iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that is a hadith, it's a hadith Qudsi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating that Allah said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبَدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. I am that which my servant thinks of me, and I am with him if he remembers me. Allahu Akbar. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. And if he remembers me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if he remembers me to himself, I remember him to myself. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ. And if he remembers me before people or in a gathering, I remember him in a better gathering. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, acquiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love through remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani subhanallah, we notice in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently and plentiful, perhaps you'll be victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these minimal days, and this is in Hajj, after you've done Arafat and after you've made much plenty dua, and this is of course from the Zawal all the way up until sunset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still wants you to remember Allah. ثُمَّ أَفِيضُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. And depart from where the people depart from and seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly is the difference. And in fact, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifies the major actions that are around it. When we finish as-salah, after al-qiyam, surah al-fatiha, al-ruku' wa-sujood, and the sujood is the best of positions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it is the closest you are to Allah. أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء. The closest a servant is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in sujood, so increase in dua, increase in supplication. Yet after we finish all these rituals or all of these actions and this pillar and this first action that you'll be accountable for, the salah, the embodiment of the prayer, we say astaghfirullah, 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 and we are taught to make tasbihat 33, subhanallah, alhamdulillah 33, and Allahu Akbar 33, ending off with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Then reciting ayat al-kursi, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. A dua also is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and support. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. And this also, oh Allah, assist me, support me upon remembering you, upon perfecting this remembrance. Oh Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika, upon the remembrance. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik, and to thank you and to perfect this act of worship. Sahih, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue and the heart. Mentioning Allah through your heart, and that is by loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in open and in secret, having this God consciousness, at-taqwa, and of course in your action. This will all attain, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, help to attain and acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I to be of those who are constantly mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna min al-dhakarina. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.